We have over here food. Food of Meiser. Shal Meiser Rishon. Shadayin lo hufa shom yimenu tuma smeiser. It's Tevel. He's separated Meiser Rishon. Goes to the Levi. And the Levi may not eat until the Levi separates 10%
to the Kohen.
So therefore, until he separates 10%, it's Tevel.
The Meiser that's in the Meiser Rishon?
No, wait, what?
I'm reading the Mishnah.
Oichel Meiser Rishon. Food.
Shal Meiser Rishon.
Right. Shadayin lo hufa shom yimenu tuma smeiser. It's Tevel.
It still has the truma.
Got wet. So therefore, even though ultimately, when the day is over, when he will ultimately be mafresh truma, if he will touch the truma will become a shlishi, but right now he did not yet take out the truma. Right now it's only called Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon is not truma. Therefore, he's not going to make a tamei.
He's talking about full yarn who's eating it. Shehuchshel the mashka the kabel tuma that there was already water on it to be mafshir it. The nagabai full yarn or you.
Dirty hands. What it means, dirty hands.
What's going on here?
The person who's a tful yoyim, or a person who's not a tful yoyim. He's a regular person. He touched it. The person came out of the bathroom. He came out of the sakisa. He's
a
dirty. He's not, or two different cases. Two different examples of the shayni.
Oy,
or another situation. V'naga by tful yom. Oi. Here's the word oi. A new case. We're not dealing with the tful yom now. Oi or you have either one, two different situations. A tful yom tar is the oi or person who has yadayim misavos. He's 100% tar.
Oi shenaga by tar be yadayim. Somebody who's 100% tar.
But even though he's 100% tar, he went to the Beis HaKis and he touched a part of his body, and they're dirty. So what is the halacha? Halacha is that he's a sheni. He has the same status as a tful yom. A tful yom and a person who is tar, whose hands are not clean, have the status of a sheni. If they were to touch truma, the truma becomes a shlishi. Shaloi shamar al taras, he did not guard his hands. The harei din on the halacha is kedin tul yom shehin shniyos l'tumah. If you do not wash your hands, stam yodayim shniyos.
Okay.
Now, what happens? You touch Meiser Rishon. So the halacha is so what? So what? You touch Meiser Rishon. Question is, if you touch Meiser Rishon, what is in the Meiser Rishon? Truma is buried. So therefore, the chayra, if the sheni touches truma, the truma should become tamei.
Right.
So the mishnah is machadesh. It ain't called truma until it comes out.
Until you separate.
And since it's not been designated yet, it's still called Meiser Rishon. Meiser is the status of chulin, has the status of chulin, and a tamei, and a sheni cannot contaminate Meiser Rishon. And don't go tell me, but it's tevel. This truma. You can still be mafresh in the future. Mafresh shemimenu mi amaisa rishon shumus maisa
the tahara.
You can still do it. When you're in the future,
neishu shlishi ha'oichel shal maisa shenaga ba itul yaim oy shenaga ba yidai mesuvo is nasa shlishi l'tuma.
Under normal circumstances, under
it makes it a shlishi.
That's the only potential. The potential of a sheni is to make a shlishi. The potential,
but it was wet. If it was wet,
and it was wet,
yeah,
but it's not. But over the point is, but if it over here, you can't do
wet,
it.
It doesn't make it more.
No, that's exactly the point. Even though it was wet, and even though you'll say now that all the conditions are ripe for the person to sheni to make it into a shlishi, even though...
No, I'm saying you should make it into a Rishon because it's wet.
Fine. No. Hechsher. The wetness dried. It doesn't make a difference. It got dried.
Oh, dried?
It dried. That's the halach of Hechsher. Once the food becomes wet, even though the wetness dries up, the food is now susceptible to become tameh.
So if it's susceptible, why is it becoming a Rishon? Forget about a Shlishi.
Because the water that it touched was tahar. We're going back to the basic aleph base halachas of
Hechsher. But what we said, when all these tumah guys touched water.
It's not wet. He's not touching the water. We have over here food.
Is it dried water?
No. Well,
okay, forget it. Let's finish it up.
Let's clarify.
There's nothing you can eat it right there and then.
No, not even right in there. You're all confused. You're just totally not paying attention.
That's it. Let's
clarify. You don't understand the mission. I see you don't understand.
Let's go to the next one.
No, I want to clarify. You don't understand this mission. Let's learn one mission. Understand what you're learning over here. At least learn one mission today. You'll know what's going on over here. Oichel, you have food. Maisa. You have in front of you Maisa Rishon. Let me ask you a simple question. Is food, you have food Maisa Rishon. Is this Maisa Rishon? If let's say a sheretz touch, let's say it touches a dead body, is this food that has been designated to be my solution, can it become tummy from a dead body? It depends.
Of course not.
Any food, if I have chulin food, can it become tummy if it touches a dead body? Does it become tummy? It depends. What does it depend on? If it was hukshar lekabel tumah, what is hukshar lekabel tumah? It got wet. If it got, even though right now it's thoroughly dry. That's the whole mesechta machshirin. Food does not become tummy unless it first comes in contact with liquid. Okay? When it comes to contact with liquid, now it's social kabbal tumah. So you have over here my solution. I'm designating this food to the lady. This food is shohukshar b'mashke. At one point in time, 3 months ago, it was rinsed with water l'ratzon, and it was rinsed by a person who was tahar by water that's tahar, and it was rinsed and everyone was tahar. The fact that it got wet l'ratzon means that this food is shohukshar kabbal tumah. Now. We don't go to Yom. Until Yom touches. So what's the Chiddush? What would you say right away? That over here, since in this Meisr, there is so what else is the Chokshah? So if your hands are Shniyos, but it's Chokshah, but your hands are Shniyos.
That's it.
Can a Sheni make a food into a Shlishi?
It depends. It's Chulin?
Chulin not.
We're not talking about
Chulin
now.
Right, but is there a Chulin in front of you over here? Well, maybe. Because that's my solution.
We didn't get to that in the mission.
And my solution is...
We're not going about full yom. Keep on going.
Oi, or a person who's a sheni. How do you have a sheni when a person...
Yodayim
is soy ovois. Dirty hands. Has the size of a sheni. So guess what? Even though
he's a
tool yom touched it, even though the food is
kosher,
you get in the future. But don't take it out. Out the chum when your hands are dirty, because it'll be mafresh when your hands are thin. You can order machin the time of the chum in the future.
In the future,
but not now. Not with these hands.
The
neir shu shlishi v'shlishi tarbechul. Next, ha'isha she tulos yom nu halacha. Aisha, she was a woman who saw to us, Lasha as a Isa, but could keep the Kaitse Lachala.
Well, over here it says, even when his nature is Shlishi, even when his hands are dirty.
It means potential. Libne, because why are you allowed in the future? Why are you allowed in the future to be Mafreshim? Because a person who is ashamed, the worst that he can possibly do is make a Shlishi. But you cannot make Chulin a Shlishi. Libne, because Shechu Shlishi, because what does a person do? A person who is ashamed. Person to Tulyam, a person who has Yudaimus Soyavos, what harm can they do? The only harm they can do is they can make into a Shlishi.
So you said that his hands had to be clean. They didn't have to be clean. Even if they're not clean, the worst thing you can do is make it into a Shlishi.
And that can they make it into a Shlishi? It says here in the Mishnah, no, they cannot.
So you can't even do it with dirty hands?
No. Because if you do it with dirty hands, and then you have now in your hands the chumra automatically becomes tamim. You're not being mafresh.
But the worst thing you can do is make it a shlishi.
Yeah, you can make. And can you make chul into a shlishi?
No.
Can you make ma'aser rishon into a shlishi? No. Can you make truma into a shlishi? Yes. If I'm going to take my hands that are dirty and I'm going to take out, I'm going to separate with my dirty hands the truma. I'm now holding in my hands truma, and the truma now has become tameh.
It's a shehu shlishi.
Is explaining no, that's not what it means. Shu shlishi means is that the food would become a shlishi. It means potential. The worst that you can do with your hands is make something into a shlishi. And being that over here, this is vashlish tol chul. And since over here, my sir reached as a status of chul, you can't make it into a shlishi. Kloimar. Kloimar means don't translate the words literally. In every other word, kloimar means don't translate the words literally. What it means is shetruma samaiser, the truma samaiser, mafish menu hu Torah. In the future. In the future, when you go and you wash your hands, when you, the day is over, you no longer are a tul yoim, and you mafish, it will be tohara. Why? Oh, but I touched it. I touched it when it was tevel. The answer is, even though it was tevel, it doesn't matter.
What comes
to
shlishi? The
truma. Theoretically, so read the next words. V'ashlishi tar l'chulin. But it doesn't work in this case. Because why? But it's not chulin. It's my sorishayin.
But
there is no truma over here yet.
Fine. Next Mishnah.
You understand?
Go ahead.
You don't.
Go ahead. Next Mishnah.
Okay, so she is a sheni. The woman is a sheni. Lasha, so she can nido. The koytz lochala, she can separate chala. The choytechas mino isa chatichas batzek shuhu lahafreshes chala. Avla dayin ein he koyres lo shem chala. She can designate the chala, but she doesn't. She can separate the chala, but she should not call it chala. It ain't chala until she calls it chala. Chala has the status of truma. Her hands are shnia. If she would touch chala, she would make it into a shalishi, which would mean it would have to be burnt. So how could she separate a piece of dough that will one day be chala? It's okay, because it ain't chala until she calls it chala. So until she calls it chala, her hands are harmless to the words that she separates. Avladayin ain't he koro lo shem chala. Kidei shloim titar.
So
shame.
Lasha as
she can eat dough.
The kotzer.
Lo chala. She can separate. She can separate a piece of dough.
Yeah.
The choytechas ma'isa chatichas batzik, a piece of dough.
She can
separate a piece of dough. Avladayin ein hi koro lo shem chala. It's not lo chala. It's not titar. It's not become tummy. It should not become contaminated. If she did not call chala, hare he kechulim.
Go ahead.
Umafrashta, she can separate it. Umanachta bekapisha mitris, basket. A basket of sal gadol shel mitzarim, wicker basket, oy binechusa luach shel eitz, a board, shame kalim sheim mekablim tuma. These are utensils not mekablim tuma. Vye sheim garsim tevas mitris, ella bekibash benachta. In a basket or on a piece of wood, both of these items are now. What's the Mishnah telling about Tam? This woman, her hands are shneis. She has a big problem. What's the problem? She's kneading the dough. She wants it in the mafresh shchala. If she's going to call this item challah that she separates, it automatically gets the status of teruma. If she then touches it, it becomes tumea, which is a very severe prohibition to make tuma tumea, which means it has to be burnt. So what should she do? So there's a solution. The solution is just separate the challah, but do not call it challah until it's been separated. Then be super duper careful not to touch it, and go and wave your hands upon and say, that thing that I separated shall now be challah. But Chazal were concerned, she will forget herself in the next moment and she'll touch it. In order to make a heker that she should not touch it, she's only allowed to do this and be mafresh to challah when she's tevel asyoim, is only if she puts it on a special type of utensil that's not mekabel tumah. What difference does it make? It's a heker. It's a psychological technique, where it will remind her, that she's not allowed to touch it.
Okay.
Got it? Uma kefes, umikareves chatichas abatzik shebechli liisa. She then, now there's another halacha, that whenever you mafresh challah, you have to go, the challah has to be touching. The challah has to be touching the main dough. When they go, that's the halakha when mafash challah and the matzah
bake rabbi.
You have to touch the divish and the karevus ha-chatech ha-basech shabakhlili. So the clean has to touch the dough. The Koru Lashem, and she says, I hereby declare that this thing that I've separated shall be challah, challah shemitzel hafish challah min ha-mukhef. The same as that principle we had before. Maybe it'll be a picture of me make it easier for you to understand. Follow. Okay, here you go. Aisha, she tovelas yom losha es isa. Yeah, over here, dough. The woman's hands are shnias. If she touches this dough, it's okay. Big deal. Because right now, even though inside this dough, one day it's going to happen that we're going to have challah, and challah is truma, and truma can become tamei by tovelas yom. Right now, it's still mixed inside. Now she takes it outside. She's touching it. Does she make it tamei? No, because it's not yet truma. After she separates it, then she declares, I want this to be truma. What's the problem? She just does it like this, and she declares that she may come to touch it. In order, there's a reminder that she should not touch it, she has to put on a piece of wood. A piece of wood is not mekabel truma, and that will serve as a hecker that she's not allowed to touch it. And then she puts it, she has it touch the basin, touch this container, and then she says, when she touches the container, she says, I want that piece of dough to be minamukov, because the mafish challah should be minamukov, she should be touching the container, and she declares, I want this to be truma. So everything is fine and good. The chiddush is, even though she touched the dough when the challah was still inside of it, because it's a tarubis.
It wasn't
designated.
Right.
And now when I take it outside, I'm as a hecker, I'm not going to touch it on a piece of wood. That's not mekabel truma. And now I designate it. And now how do I declare it to become truma? By challah, by having it touch the basin. That's to touch the container. Touch the container, I declare, I want this to be challah. So when you make that declaration, you now it's min ha-mukhef, it's right next to the container, you make a declaration, I want this shtickel dough to be challah. And now it's challah, and I never touched it. I never touched it. For the first moment that it was declared to be challah, I was never in physical contact with it, so it's tahara. This has the Mishnah inside. Chaz the Mishnah inside. This is Mishnah inside. We have Isha, a woman. She tevelas, shav tevelas, yav. Losha, as Isha can eat the dough, v'koytsu l'challah, and she can separate the challah. She can separate the challah, umaf rishata. She can separate it. Umanachta bichfisha mishna basket. An Egyptian wicker basket, it's not mekabel tumah.
The other option is to put
on a piece of wood. Oy or bin chus, a piece of wood. Uma kefes, and she brings the piece of wood near to the basket, the Koru Lashem. And it's good, mibnei shehi shalishi, because what could a woman who is a tevelas yom possibly do? What harm could she do? The only harm she can do is make into a shlishi. But when she touched the dough, it was chulin. Shlishi, tar l'chulin. Next mission. Areva, shehi tevelas yom, and areva. A basket, shehi tevelas yom, shehutvula ayom yitumasa. You put the basket in the mikveh. The mikveh was a tameh. An object, a utensil, also needs Herif Shemesh. The same way human beings need to wait until the sun sets in order for them to become 100% tar. If a utensil came in contact with the dead, or came in contact with a sheretz, and it's an avatumah, and you put it in the mikvah, it's a sheni until the sun sets. The halacha of Tfilya applies not just to human beings, it applies to utensils as well.
It's an arva.
Areva, a basket, a pot. Okay. Pot. A basin.
Yeah.
An areva is a basin.
That's
look at this picture. Look at the picture book. Here's an areva, a bowl. A bowl. You see that nice bowl? Areva. Okay, so you put toivel to mikvah. It's now a sheni. This was an avatoma. You put it in the mikvah. This was the name of Rishon. So you have to wait until the sun sets. So until the sun sets, what status does it have?
Shane.
And now what do you put inside of this? You put inside of this lashon v'asa esa isa. Don't. Okay. She tevelas hayam. She puts in there. She shutva hayam mitumasa. Vadayin lo herav l'Hashem lashon v'asa isa v'koytsa mimenachalu. No problem. Even though the bowl is a shani, it's okay. Same exact thing. And then you just say, because the worst that the basin can do is make a shlishi. And since the dough inside is only schulin, a chulin, because there's no divashish, total chulin. Exactly the previous Mishnah. Okay, very, very simple. Over here, Yarei, but it is supposed to the mikvah. When it goes to the mikvah, this is a sheni, and you put inside the dough. The dough is chulin, so the basket, the base, the bowl, which is a sheni, can do no harm to the dough. Then you take out a shtickel dough, and you put it on the side, and then you don't touch it, and you declare that to be, and then you on a piece of wood, and you put it near the basket, and you declare, I want this to be a challah, and you're okay. All right? All right, we'll stop over here. We have three Mishnayos today. We have four Mishnayos. We have four Mishnayos.
Get you come in burning. You get moving. You know,